Mini episode 331 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 331 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 10th season covering the NFL. This is your week 8 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. There are 13 running backs: Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Ray Rice, C.J. Spiller, LeSean McCoy, Alfred Morris, Matt Forte, Trent Richardson, Chris Johnson, and Steven Jackson. There are 10 wide receivers: Megatron, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, Demaryius Thomas, Andre Johnson, Dez Bryant, Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, and Larry Fitzgerald. There are 5 tight ends: Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez, and Rob Gronkowski. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her 2 tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic.
Wait a minute! I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Remember, our fantasy recommendations for the Thursday night game can be found every week on our Twitter account, at the FDH Lounge. We like 12 QBs this week: Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, Eli Manning, Thad Lewis, Ben Roethlisberger, Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, and Russell Wilson. We like 10 running backs: Giovanni Bernard, Reggie Bush, Frank Gore, Eddie Lacy, Darren McFadden, Lamar Miller, Knowshon Moreno, Stephen Ridley, Joseph Randall, and Darren Sproles. We like 24 wide receivers: Miles Austin, Justin Blackmon, Anquan Boldin, Dwayne Bowe, Antonio Brown, Marcus Colston, Victor Cruz, Eric Decker, Harry Douglas, Julian Edelman, Michael Floyd, Pierre Garcon, Josh Gordon, Brian Hartline, Deshaun Jackson, Greg Jennings, Steve Johnson, Jordy Nelson, Akeem Nix, Cecil Shorts, Ken Brell Tompkins, Mike Wallace, Terrence Williams, and Wes Welker. We like 2 tight ends: Jordan Cameron and Julius Thomas. We have the New York Jets and St. Louis labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their marginal players. We like Dallas and Denver as all in. Every week, we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Tony Romo, Matt Stafford, Knowshon Moreno, Pierre Garçon, and Steve Johnson. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2013 at FantasyDraftHelp.com, as well as our guides for hoops and hockey this year. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Ian Eagle, Charles Osgood, Lex Luger, and Lou Gramm from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.